I'm a day late and a dollar short. That's what I am. Day late and a dollar short.
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed, you go back to your one true and authentic self.
Yeah.
A giant asshole that has a quick fuse and rants about everything. You start being Fat Angry Stretch. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
Welcome to the one true authentic stretch is what you're getting right now. And I apologize. At the last podcast, I did not tell you I was going to be late this week, which I am. And that is because Sunday was my actual wedding anniversary. And my wife has a tendency to, not be honest, let's just say. Like, she'll say, here, well, we're building the house. Money's an issue. Let's not go out. Don't spend any money. Let's just, you know, like after church, we'll go to like lunch. Okay, cool. So after church, we went to lunch. And then, by the way, I still had to buy flowers and a present. And then later that day, she felt bad because she realized I got stuff and then she got me something. But it's after the thought. But hey, whatever. Anyhow. So 8 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, I got to go do my podcast. I got to do two podcasts, which is the Stretch Show and which is, God Wants to Talk to You. And she says, well, let's go eat dinner. And I'm like, you said you didn't want to go to dinner. I hate this. Everyone is, texting me because I'm recording the podcast and my computer's going to be dinging through. And anyway, I'm about to if I can't even shut my phone off because the phone is linked to the computer. I'll get into the phone story here in a minute too. But anyway, so my wife, I'm like, well, you said you didn't want to go to dinner. You wanted to go to lunch. We went to lunch. We went out to a restaurant and ate after church. Yeah, I want to go to dinner. Oh my God. Okay, I just said stop, I'm recording. I hate everyone. I hate everyone. All my friends are idiots. All my family members are idiots. I seriously. Anyway, I am, so we go to dinner, but here's what's crazy. My wife goes, yeah, let's go to Fogo de Chao. Now, if you don't know what Fogo de Chao is, it's maybe the greatest restaurant in the world. And what she did was actually really mean, but I'm telling you because I'm gonna give you guys the hookup. And this is insane, and you should know this. Fogo de Chao is a Brazilian barbecue restaurant, and it's like an $75 per person, all you can eat, and you have a little green coaster on your table. On one side it's green, on one side it's red. If you've got it turned over to green, they come to your table every 3 or 4 minutes with meat freshly off of the fire, and I'm talking sausage, steak, chicken, lamb. You name it, they got it. It's Meatapalooza, which is a fat man's dream. And I'm like, we're not going to. And I'm like, you want to go to Fogo de Chao? Like, you, Fogo de Chao? No, like, I knew she was messing with me. She's messing with me because that's a place she's never been with me because she's like, that's disgusting. You go there and eat all that food. And I'm like, you're suggesting Fogo de Chao now. And something's up. And she goes, well, we're not going to go do that disgusting buffet. And I'm like, well, beep, wah, wah, wah. She goes, they have a happy hour and it goes always. And this is worth noting because the food at freaking Fogo de Chao is amazing. You go in and you sit at the bar and you say, I want the happy hour menu and I want, so I'll sit at the bar or, and they have, like, we didn't even sit at the bar. We sat in the bar area at a table for two. We sat at a table. And then they give you this menu. And there's stuff in there for like $6. Like, there's yuca fries, which are freaking delicious. Those are $6. My wife got, I think there's, it's like $6, $10, $15 on the happy hour menu. And they have a big ass burger that's about supposedly really good for $10. My wife got lobster tacos for $10. And then I got a thing called the bone. And it was one huge beef rib with a bunch of meat on it. I mean, it was really freaking good. And it was $15. And I had that and the yuca fries. My wife had lobster tacos. She shared some of the fries with me. And she also, God, she got something else. I don't remember what it was. And then they bring you that delicious Brazilian cheese bread to your table, too. They're little balls filled with cheese. They're freaking amazing. And they also have drinks on there, but I do not drink the alcohol, as you guys know. My wife had, I think, one cocktail. Our entire bill was $52. I'm not kidding. $52 freaking it was for my wife and I to have dinner, and I had really good, a badass beef rib that was freaking delicious. It was a beef rib, and I don't know what they did. If I could know how to make the rib like they did, it had a really hard crust on one side where they had really, really packed it with like a salty seasonings, but very salty. And then they cooked it till it was crispy on that side. Oh my God, it was freaking delicious. And it came with a chimichurri sauce. But next level, I was about to start chewing on the bone. It was so damn good by the time I was done. But that is a hookup, something to do if you're out and you wanna have some good food, have a couple drinks. You can do it on the cheap at Fogo de Chao. It's like a commercial for Fogo de Chao. It really is. But my wife knew this, and she had learned about it from one of her clients. So I was like, I had no idea. Because I think, like a fat man, I'm going to Fogo de Chao. I'm throwing down $75 per person, and I'm going to assassinate half a beef of cow is what I'm going to eat, at least. Oh, so good. It's such a great place. But anyway, that was the awesomeness that was the anniversary. 23 years I've been married, by the way. 23 years. And you know you're getting old and you've been married for a long time. It's always easy to do the math. I always know how long I've been married because I'm like, how old's my daughter? My daughter's 22 and we've been married 23 years. Literally, it was either on our honeymoon or within 2 or 3 weeks after our honeymoon that my wife got pregnant. And so it's like, yeah, I've been married 1 year longer than the kid is alive. Easy to remember. So that was that. Now is the fun part is I get just double shafted. And I know she planned it like this on purpose. We had our wedding. And then while we were on our honeymoon, we have her birthday. Her birthday is exactly less than 1 week from our anniversary. So her birthday is coming up this Friday. So now I can't go home and be with Ice on Friday because I got to deal with wife birthday stuff, which is always fun. The dinging of my phone, if it sounds any different, it is because it is a new phone. And let me talk about the old man headache that is getting a new effing iPhone. And a new iPhone, it's an iPhone 15. It's new, but it's a 15, not a 17. I had the iPhone X, which is the iPhone 10, and I've had it for damn near 5 years now, I'm pretty sure, 4 or 5 years. That thing has been bulletproof, and it has started in the last few months where, and this is the only reason I bought the new phone, I would do videos. I'm trying to do more videos for God Wants to Talk to You and social media stuff, and I seriously, the microphone was horrible. When I would shoot a video, the microphone would cut in and out. Volume was bad. It was terrible. And sometimes it would overheat on the battery. So I knew it was getting old. And now I have it as my backup. I didn't get rid of it. I didn't trade it in. I have it. But when you buy phones, so the first thing I did is, you guys know I do the show, everything is recorded on a MacBook. I have a really nice MacBook that was given to me. And I love this thing. and I backed up my iPhone on it. Cool, it's a MacBook, I got an iPhone, perfect world. I back it up, and it's a brand new MacBook. It had nothing on it, had no erased memory. It was a brand new one when I got it. So I back up my phone, and then I get the new phone. So I plug it in, and I hit iPhone Restore. It tells me to type in a password. Well, I type in my password, which should be my iTunes password, should be the same. It's all the same password on everything. And it says invalid, 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 invalid. And then I look, and you can't reset that password. There's no resetting of your backup, phone shit. You can't reset that. So it goes, go into this and then do this on your phone, and it'll erase that and then back it up again. So I'm not kidding. I do what it says to do. I walk through, it erases all of my MFing passwords. You guys, I live on my phone. Everything I have. And I use my face ID, so I don't know any of my passwords. I put my passwords in once, and then I face ID them, and I don't type passwords in ever. I use my phone for everything. Well, I have no passwords now. And when I go to plug in the phone to back it up again after I did that, it said this phone is corrupted, and it wouldn't back it up, so I couldn't back it up. Then I finally figured out I could update the iPhone X to the latest version of software, because I'm not big on that. I find the reason this phone's lasted 5 years is because I didn't do updates on it. So I did the update, and then it was able to do the where you could just turn on the new iPhone and that iPhone, and then just swap the data right over, and that worked like a charm. Everything was good. But then after I did that, my old iPhone stopped working as far as being a phone. And then my new iPhone wouldn't work. And why did no one tell me new iPhones no longer have SIM cards? They call it an e-card now. So now I have my old phone and my new phone have the same thing on them. They have my call log, they have all my internet. I was stoked that my contacts, my photos, videos, everything transferred over. It was all great. But I had no actual phone. I couldn't use either one of them as a phone. And then it showed you how to do that, but it wouldn't do it. So then it said I could download a QR code from our website for our provider, and I couldn't get that to work. And then finally, I just gave up and said, I'm going to the T-Mobile store tomorrow. And like an old man, I walked in and said, hey, I got this new phone, and now my old phone doesn't work as a phone anymore, and this phone won't work as a phone either. And he goes, let me see. And he goes, he checks my ID, and he goes, hold on, here you go. It was that fast. I want to punch him. It was so fast. I was like, what the hell did he do? He literally just flipped it. It was on. Done. I was in that T-Mobile store less than 2 minutes. And I was walking out the door. My phone worked. And the new one's off and the old one's on. So I'm now fancy. I'll be doing some more videos. Maybe. I'm mostly just doing them on Instagram and such. But that was my fun weekend. I got to hang out with Mr. Icy Iceberg. Got to hang out with Nova. Ice didn't go to the Palisades. My wife and I went back, and we did bring Nova with us. But Ice was still, I left him in Downey. And that was just fun. She played ball in the dirt and ran around like a crazy dog. And we're making progress there, so can't complain about that. If you hear a fluttering noise, I have the sliding glass door open in this room. And it's the blinds, they're not up all the way, and it's pretty windy outside. And by the way, love this effing weather. It is finally not hot. It's hot in the apartment because the apartment's never not hot, but it is wonderful outside. It was like, oh God, this feels so good. I'm stoked on that. Workout news. I have to get back on my diet. Like, I ate like crap. It was the anniversary. By the way, my wife, because she hates me and ruins pretty much everything, she, at our wedding, insisted on carrot cake. And effing carrot cake sucks ass. So I bought a carrot cake yesterday when I was at the store for anniversary. Like, hey, here's our cake. didn't think we were going to dinner, but anyways, then we ended up having that. Now I have this whole carrot cake in our refrigerator, and carrot cake's gross. Don't get me wrong. Fat guy, I'll eat cake. King, you're not going to find a fat kid that doesn't want cake, but I had that. I had a big slice of that. I had donuts today. I think someone brought donuts, and then I was like, oh, and they were Krispy Kreme, and I'm like, how am I not going to? And I had one, and then I was getting ready to leave, and there was still a dozen sitting there, so I had another one. I'm Fatty McFat Fat. I'm Fatty McFarlane is what I am right now. Man, it is not easy being on a diet, but I got to get back on because health-wise, Fat to Fit or Else was started for severe health reasons, and I'm back into the badness, and I can't. I got to stop the excuses. I just have to figure something out. I'm probably going to go to the gym. Another one, my wife. My wife will find the deals. I will give her that. She is the queen of finding a frickin' deal. She found a gym I could walk to. It's a pretty good walk, but it's, you know, good warm-up walk down to the gym. And it's $21 a month, this little tiny gym. It's a one-off gym right by the house, and I could go in there and get my workout on. So I'm thinking about that because I'm here Monday nights, Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, Saturday nights, and Sunday nights. So, yeah, I could work out. I have to get back to working out. I just can't be doing the test because I'm pretty sure the test is what effed my heart up bad. I have the heart blockage to where they're like, oh, no, your heart's really strong. It's just got a lot of blockage. I'm a 700 on the heart calcium blockage test. I know two people who have had heart attacks. Both of them were at 130. So I'm at 700 and something. And they're like, no, you're really good. They go, it's just there's so much in there that if any of it breaks loose, you're going to have a massive heart attack. So I'm either just going to drop dead one day from a heart attack at some point, like c'est la vie is what it is, or I'm going to end up having an episode and then getting like a stent or something like that. And it's weird. In my religious later years in life here, I'm really not concerned with dying. I'd be like, wait a minute, I die? I go kick it with Jesus in heaven? See Sarge, and I don't have any bills. I'm not broke anymore. This is a good deal. This is not bad. This is wonderful. No more evil in the world. I'm not running around with a bunch of Democrats. Ha! I kid, kind of. Oh man. What else do I got going on? I know today there is a story. Now I have heard from someone that I know that is in the military, high ranking. And they said there is a meeting today at Quantico, and it is every general and every admiral in the U.S. military. From no matter where they are, if they're in war zones, they had to fly here for this meeting in person. Everyone is called in, all generals and admirals. So U.S. Navy, Army, Air Force, Marines, Space Force, everyone is called in to this meeting with Pete Hegseth at Quantico. So you're like, wow, are we about to go into freaking World War III? Like, is the Russia thing about to pop off? What's going on? It's paranoia. Now, my military source told me, oh, no, they're going to fire a crapload of the generals. And here is the reasoning. Apparently, once upon a time, we used to have 6,000, general enlisted or people in the Army to every general, and now we have only 1,300 per general. So we're top heavy in the military, and once you're at the rank of general, you're making like six. You're making good money, and there's a ton of them. So it's about to be a mass layoff for them is what my guy's saying. He's like, oh no, everyone knows what this is. This is going to be a mass layoff. They're going to give these guys, hey, here's your retirement. You better get out of here. And nice knowing you. But we will see what happens if that is indeed the case. But that is what my guy told me today when I said, what the hell's with this massive meeting of the generals. I'm still tripping on 31 Atlas, which is the alleged UFO slash rock comet flying towards Earth. Yeah. Here we go. Here's a good one. Porn star who makes $45 million. Ex-husband is suing her, says he deserves a chunk of her fortune because he got her started in porn. That's nothing to brag about. That's like saying, yeah, I got your daughter started being a stripper. I should get 50 cents of every dollar she makes on the pole. Wow. Here we go. The latest toxic dating trend is called bio baiting. By the way, that just sidebarred me. Bad Bunny is doing the Super Bowl halftime show. I've seen Bad Bunny on wrestling. I didn't know he was a singer. I'm not even being a jerk. I didn't know that dude was a singer. I saw him on wrestling and I thought he was like Jake Paul. I thought he was a social media influencer. I did not know the guy was a singer. Oh boy. Bio baiting sounds like overselling yourself in a dating app bio to make yourself seem more interesting. So when you go and say, yeah, I have a doctorate from Harvard and I have a blah, 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 and it's all BS. And then when you sit down with the person and meet them, it's bad news. And they say it's ruining the social dating world. Like I tell people, hi, I'm a freaking fitness influencer, which is very true. And then they see me and they're like, no, you're not. It's a good thing I'm not doing any online dating anymore, only because my wife frowns upon it. She really looks down on that. I'm like, look, 23 years, you're sick of me, right? Yeah, she's so sick of me. It's not even funny. We call it surviving 23 years. And we also talked about the sad thing because we've been married so long. We started going through the list of people who were at our wedding who are dead now. And we stopped at 12, and that included, obviously, your, you know, older, like grandparents that were there and stuff like that who have passed on. You're like, that's a given. But a number of people our age range of like our friends who have died. And it's just awful, awful, awful. Death is bad. Here is something that I came up with that, and I like, don't know why it took this long to do it. I know that, told you guys that my dog Nova, the German Shepherd, pretty much saved my father-in-law's life. My father-in-law, a few weeks back, a month or so back, went outside to do something and Nova ran in front of him, tripped him, he fell and he hit his head, ends up at the hospital, and then they say you have brain bleed. He's 85 years old, that's not good. And then they bring us the shocking news that the brain bleed is not from whatever had just happened, that was just a scrape on the side of his head, and he is fine from that. But he had hit his head over a week before and was basically, they told us now, he was within 2 hours. If they hadn't caught, they had to do a procedure on him, they got it all stopped, everything's good. They say he was within about 2 hours of probably going in a coma and then dying is what happens with the brain bleed. So we're like, wow, if that dog had tripped him, my father would be dead. If he hadn't fallen from the dog, he would be dead right now. And my wife would be a mess. And then today I was thinking, I'm like, well, why was Nova at his house? Because of the fire. So we've lost everything. And it's always like, woe is me. Everything burned down. I lost all my crap. This sucks, blah, blah, blah. If it hadn't happened, the dog wouldn't have been at the house. The dog wouldn't have tripped him. He wouldn't have bounced his head for the second time. And he'd be dead. If it hadn't gone through the fire, my father-in-law would be dead. If our dog wasn't at his house, my father-in-law would be dead. It's just it's a different way to look at it. Yet, I can also tell you tragically on the other side of that, a kid from our church who, it was all over the news a number of weeks back, he went to Loyola High School and their house burned down and they had to move to a rental in the South Bay, and then that kid was walking down the street and got ran over by a drunk driver and died. If his house hadn't burned down, that kid would still be alive. Like, there's so much in the world that just shows you every day, take nothing for granted. Take nothing for granted in your life. You could be gone at any second. And then something that you think is the worst thing ever could end up having a silver lining of good in it. I'm going to take the win on the house burning down and my father-in-law not dying. So, you know, a lot of it's how you look at stuff, but I'm, told you guys, I'm trying to be better. Speaking of that, I signed up for a, remember, I'm a minister now. I signed up for a pastoral retreat coming up here in a couple of weeks. And I was like, cool. And where it wasn't really that far from my office. They sent me an email today. Yeah, we changed the address. And now it's like not anywhere near my office. So now I'm like, oh, man. I'm still going, but now it's annoying. I went from being, hey, this is really cool and it kind of works out for me, to being, oh, this is a pain in my butt, but I'm still going to go and hopefully I will get something out of it. I'm sure I will. All right. Well, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to get out of here. I've ranted and complained, but I've also brought a silver lining of hope to you, I hope, today. I hope that you can look at every day as special. I hope that you can look at every day as not in your control. There's nothing you can do about anything, and what's going to happen is going to happen, and bad things sometimes make good things happen, and good things make bad. Like, it's just a crazy world that we live in, and I am surrendered to that. So hope you guys have a great rest of the week. I'll be back again on Friday for the bonus pod. So till then, have a good one. See ya. I was going to swear, and I didn't. See, look at that. I'm getting better.